Men's Day 2018 continuing, and now we're going to talk sports with Adcraft. We've got the Sullivans in, and first of all, gentlemen, we got to get your Super Bowl picks. Young Colin, well, I hate to say little Colin. I'm going to call you young Colin, because that means I've got to call you old Colin.
No, I don't want that.
Okay. Yeah. We'll call you big Colin, and you're young Colin.
Gotcha. Perfect.
We'll start with young Colin, and New England or Philadelphia, who are you going to go with?
I like both teams, you know, the players on the teams, but I think Philadelphia.
Going to go
just
with
for some fun. I think that'll be fun.
All right, Philadelphia. Dan, what about you?
Can I choose the over? It's 48 between the two teams. I'd take Philly if I was rooting, you know, just because.
Even without Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you see how
Foles played great?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. And against that Viking defense, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would probably take the over 48 because I think those both teams will score a lot, but I'd like to see Philly.
See, I don't follow any of that gambling stuff.
Oh, yeah,
I had no idea what you were talking about when you said over. Over what?
That's the point total.
Oh, okay. So who'd you say? Philadelphia?
Yeah, I'll take Philly.
All righty. And Big Cow?
I'd like to say Philly if Foles can play like he did against the Vikings, but – you got Tom Brady. It's hard to go against Tom Brady.
What's going
to
happen is the Eagles are going to be winning, and then Tom Brady in the last second will score 7 touchdowns or something.
I'll be rooting for Philly, but if I had to pick a winner, I'd pick New England.
All right, there it is. You know, it is. I think the last 4 playoff games, the Patriots have been trailing, and of course, last year's Super Bowl trailing by a wide margin.
Right.
And Brady always seems to bring him back. Just incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing
to be able to, you know, to be that good.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking with the Sullivans from Adcraft. We're going to be in the second half of the program. We got a song coming up from John June Year, featuring Young Colin. Let's. You've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah, I have. And it's been fun. It's kind of started as a hobby, but getting a little more serious with it now as we've, you know, kind of taken the band to different shows and started recording an album. And it's, like I said, when you get a little bit older, it's harder to do it because everybody's got full-time jobs. And so lots of trips out to Des Moines to record, and now we'll be playing Chicago a little bit more this spring and summer. So when we can do it, we'll do it, so.
And do you think this maybe to turn into something? We might see you on the Grammys someday. That's coming up this Sunday.
You know, maybe. I mean, why do anything if you don't want to, you know, be successful at it? So that's what we have in mind. But it's, you know, we have fun with it. That's the reason why we do it, and we like to play. We like people coming out to the shows. It's fun for us, and we just love music. So that's why we do it. And obviously, we have high goals as well.
So you're in Chicago this weekend?
We're in there tonight.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a manager, or how do you set these things up?
Yeah, I pretty much, me and some other band members, Greg Heisinger and Alex, we pretty much manage it and just book the gigs and constantly send it out emails and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's no real official manager, but it's basically us, so.
Dan, did they get started in your garage, or what was this like? When did he develop an interest in music? Did you see that coming at all?
Not really, but at the JV show, they played, I don't know if it was called John Junior then, but back when he was in high school, I went and saw him play at the JV show. They did a pretty good job. So. And I think they practiced down at the shop. That's how you started. Yeah,
yeah, we practiced down at
Adcraft. You know, there's lots of room down there.
Yeah, well, how are the acoustics there?
They're not bad. It's somewhere we could put all the equipment, so we did it.
any interest in music for you, Big Colin?
Yeah, actually, I was in a band back then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We had a band called Luca Brasi. We played out quite a bit. Not as talented as these guys, but we had some fun doing that as well. So.
Who was all in the group?
It was me, my brother Sean, Mike Casey, who works at Adcraft. And then we went through a couple different drummers, so you know how drummers are. So, that was a good time. Too old for that now, though.
Yeah.
At least I feel like.
Dan, can you play an instrument at all?
Probably if I tried. I'm not a musician, but
He was in a Blues Brothers group that we had to talk to.
Oh, really? Well, let's find out about that.
You know Mike Bridge.
Yes.
We were the Blues Brothers back
in high school. Oh, my goodness. Do you have the hat and the gloves?
Oh, everything.
Wearing sunglasses at night for particular reason?
They got hired out for skits at different events, and I remember being little going to watch it. It was cool.
Who did you play the harmonica? Or who did that?
Mike did.
Mike played the harmonica. So were you the Dan Aykroyd or the John Belushi?
I was John Belushi.
You were the John Belushi character. That's interesting. Yeah. Things that you find out. Again, AdCraft Inn, of course, you guys have made your name in the sports apparel business. How are things going on that front? Still keeping extremely busy?
Yeah, we're very busy and always changing, always new things happening. And still doing a lot of collegiate. I don't know, Colin can probably tell you more about some of the new initiatives, but we've got our Rah-Rah brand is rolling pretty hard right now. And
we're never usually satisfied with, we don't like to stay in any particular groove or anything like that, because we're always looking for new ways to advance the business. And that's kind of why we're all pretty busy down there, because we're finding different procedures and processes to make the business better and make our customers happier. So, a lot of, like we said, when we acquired Temples, there's a lot of transition that needs to go on with that, and moving that into the, into the new age and getting everything online and all that stuff is quite a task, but that's what we love to do. So
Temples, of course, that acquisition, what, a couple of years ago now, or a little bit longer than that?
2014, believe it or not.
Okay, yeah. So 4 years now.
Yeah.
And how'd that come about again? What made you decide to go in that direction?
We had been partners with them for probably 15, 20 years, and developed a good relationship, we took care of all of the embellishment for all of their school business, and the owner, who's still with us, by the way, was getting to the time where it might be time to sell, and Colin and I visited with them, and it took us a couple of years to put a deal together, but we did it, and we're still, believe it or not, still doing some transitional things.
So they still have a storefront. People still walk through the front door. And have you changed anything a little bit down there since you took over?
We gave the inside of the storefront a little facelift because, this is the 90th year? Yeah. Is Temple Sporting Goods' 90th year, believe it or not. One of the oldest team sporting goods companies in the country, which is kind of cool. But we gave the retail a little bit of a facelift. And, our main focus isn't necessarily retail. It's more team and school. But it's around, and that's part of our growth.
So. Do you, we were talking a little bit about this before we came into the room, the end of a brick and mortar store. Do you see that coming at all soon? Or?
Obviously, you see it on the news. That's getting tougher and tougher with the Amazons and all the shopping online. And, we've made plans for that as well through online store sales. And also, we do some flash sales in our warehouse in Clinton. We have one coming up February 10th. That's just baseball, softball specific, getting ready for that season. So we'll do a flash warehouse sale. We'll fill our warehouse with baseball, softball items, and then do a one-day sale with some deep discounts. And that seems to be a nice little way to go. You capture that attention immediately for one day, and it's very specific. So that works out well for us.
I know you've had a couple of those, and I understand they've been very successful. Is it difficult to get the warehouse prepared for that kind of a day?
It was at first because we had to transition everything. There's a little area where the equipment is not, and where we pack web stores. And at first, getting everything together was difficult, but now we've gotten to a pretty good routine where we say, okay, it's baseball. It's a baseball store this time. Let's, we got to roll all the racks out, move the tables, get the bats, get the gloves out. So getting more around to a routine of it.
I know you gave me a tour, and I was looking at all that equipment. You can't move that up against the side of the wall or anything, can you? It's pretty stationary, isn't
exactly.
it, where it's at?
Yeah, that's some big equipment there. But we built that building with the idea of being able to grow a little bit more equipment-wise. And so we still have some space, which is nice for these type of sales.
Do you have anything over in the old place yet? Any equipment over there yet?
No, everything's out of there. That's all warehouse. That's where, like, everything's stored, all the sporting goods, all the blank apparel, and that's all storage now. So, yep, everything's down in the new building. I call it a new building. It still feels new, but it's a couple years old.
Well, it's still new.
Yeah.
New, that's, you know, a couple of years. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Coming up, we got a check of the weather. Again, we're listening to the Sullivans here on Men's Day. Domestic Plumbing Company of Clinton, the area leader in plumbing, heating, and cooling. From new construction to remodeling, Domestic Plumbing Company has the trained and licensed staff to handle any job. Let Domestic update your bathroom, replace fixtures and faucets. You can count on them for aging-in-place upgrades to your home. And for your cooling and heating needs, count on the professionals at Domestic Plumbing Company of Clinton. Call them at 242-0022 and join the long list of satisfied customers who trust Domestic Plumbing.
It's time now for the Storm Track 8 weather forecast brought to you by Peterson Hagee Furniture.
Good morning, everybody. Waking up to warmer temperatures already in the 40s. We'll look for highs today well into the 50s. In fact, getting into the mid to upper 50s could get us a few record highs across the area. An isolated sprinkle can be ruled out and perhaps a shower after dark tonight. We're down to 34. Tomorrow's still pretty nice, highs of 49, but cooler as we head towards Sunday, partly cloudy and 34. Don't forget the Storm Track 8 weather app to track any of the showers and our forecast for the next 8 days. I'm Storm Track 8 meteorologist Eric Sorensen. And have a great weekend.
Currently, we have spring-like fair conditions, fair skies, and a temperature of 44. Winds are out of the south at 15 miles per hour. This weather report on KROS has been brought to you by Peterson Hagee Furniture.
We're in the business of selling furniture, quality furniture. But you could say we're also in the business of helping you manage your money wisely. You see, our furniture is built the way furniture should be built, to give you years of comfortable living. Furniture is a long-term investment. The furniture you buy from us today will still be serving you for many years to come. Make the quality choice at prices you can afford. Peterson Hagee Furniture in Clinton and DeWitt.
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
You guys ready? Come on!
Is there anything that Jags coach Doug Marrone should have or could have done differently?
I don't know. Even at the end of the first half, like I want Bortles to be confident. I want him to know that the coach is confident in him. I thought they got a little conservative. I thought that the Jags were letting plays get to them. They started to look a little tired. They got banged up a little bit there. And then the doubt starts to creep in. I've been around this for a long, long, long time. And all of a sudden, like, doubt is something you never script. It's not something you game plan. And all of a sudden you realize we're in trouble. Now all of a sudden that's Tom Brady. This isn't, you know, some backup scrub. This is Tom Brady here, and now we're in trouble. Because you can see Brady. Like, Brady has that level. He just goes up another notch. I don't know what it is. He takes it up another notch.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Love it. It's my favorite.
On FM 105.9 and AM 1340, KROS.
Welcome back to Men's Day, visiting with the Sullivans from AdCraft, and we're going to be hearing a song here in just a little bit. But did you get roped into the family business, or is this something that that you wanted to do?
I don't think it was roped in. I mean, I've been around it my whole life, so it just kind of came naturally to me. What actually happened was I went to college. I went to University of Iowa, basically because most of my friends, that's what we were doing. I didn't really have a path, and I found myself selling shirts to fraternities and, you know, student organizations and stuff like that more often than I was going to class. So I just came back, and I was going to come back for a summer, but ended up staying for 5 years now. So I learned more at what I'm doing now than I did in college, just because that's the type of person I am. I can't really sit in a lecture that long. So
we got the brothers here, of course. Now, a family business started by your father. Did you see you guys' career path going pretty much in this direction, or did you have aspirations of doing something different when you were younger? Dan, we'll start with you.
I always did. I always saw myself kind of getting involved and growing the business and expanding it. Even when I was, you know, back in sixth, seventh grade when they started it, I would go down there and monkey around, and actually have a scar on my thumb from when I cut part of my thumb off while Dad was waiting, working with a customer. I was back there screwing around, but I always saw myself doing it. But
what about you?
I don't think me quite so much. I thought I would be involved like I am. Actually, out of high school, I had rented an apartment out in Colorado. I was going to move out west. And I ended up never, I didn't ever move into that apartment. I stuck around, and I'm glad I did. It's been fun.
Want to find out what you enjoy the most about what you do. And young Colin, we'll start with you. What is something that when you come to work in the morning, you're really looking forward to be doing?
Well, I think I'm really looking forward to the future. It's it's fun to be able to make decisions and develop a company. It hurts when it doesn't work out. You know, there's things that don't always work out. You're always trying something new, but I think it's fun to be involved in marketing or being involved in company development. I think I really look forward to that every day.
Okay, and Dan, you kind of head up the thing. What's your day like when you walk in early in the morning?
Well, what I like about it is I like seeing the reaction from customers once they, you know, they get their products earlier than they thought. And really one of the cool things that I like seeing is we haven't talked about this, but one kind of silent arm of the company is, you know, Colin's team is also producing videos, hype videos for schools when they buy a unit. As a matter of fact, you started in one of them.
That's right. I don't know if I started, and I was the voiceover for it.
But, you know, things like that are kind of cool to me, seeing what these guys come up with next and the latest, newest things. Those are fun. But, you know, there is a lot of day-to-day stuff that kind of gets you bogged down a little bit. But
what about you, Big Colin?
I like a little bit of everything. I really like the design aspect of it. I like coming up with new designs or products for our collegiate licenses, like for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And then more of the production end of it. I like walking in and seeing, like, a full production floor and wondering how we're going to get through all this stuff for the day. And then at the end of the day, it's all done. Or I'm kind of the guy that they'll go to, hey, can we get this done by tomorrow? Or even, can we get this done by today?
Yeah, I always say, you better tell them, no, we can't. And they go, well, that's Big Colin.
I always tell them yes.
I don't care if it's, they need 4,000 shirts in a day. Somehow he finds a way to get them all done.
So. Yeah, I would think so. How many people actually involved in production? Who's all there in the warehouse? And do you have, like, shifts? How does you guys do so much work down there.
We had shifts before we built the new building, but with the new building, we just added more equipment. We were able to, you know, expand our equipment. So we still run one shift. Production's kind of up and down with how many people we have, but I'd say on the production floor, we have about 8 maybe at a time. That doesn't include, like, our warehouse that prepare the jobs for production. Warehouse, we have probably 4 or 5, mm-hmm. I would say. And that kind of fluctuates here and there. We move people around, you know, wherever we need something that day. We have a good staff. They're cross-trained to help in whatever areas.
So we have a few people on maternity leave right now. Oh. So, like, my mom runs the warehouse, and she's doing a really good job. She's, you know, staying extra and make sure everything gets through there all by herself. So, and she has some help, but she's kind of in charge of that department and moving things through. But
what about shipping? How do you guys do that?
We ship UPS and US Mail and sometimes FedEx. And, you know, during the heat of busy season in December, I think, you know, they're shipping 400 packages a day sometimes.
Yeah, USPS, we make several trips over to the post office, and all the web store orders, you know, go out individually to each customer. And, you know, that way the coach doesn't have to worry about canning out the orders or anything. So, yeah, 400 or so a day packages, I would say, in busy time.
Okay, we're getting close to the top of the hour. We got to get this song in before 10 o'clock. Young Colin, why don't you talk a little bit? We're going to hear this a new song, it looks like.
Yeah, this is Never Steady by John Jr., and this is the second single off our forthcoming album.
Steady when he walks out on you.
That is Never Steady, and your fourth?
It's our second single off our upcoming album.
Okay, your upcoming album. Yeah. What album is this?
This is our debut album, actually.
Your debut album. Yeah. Okay, now are you going to be like, do you guys understand Chicago?
Yeah.
Every album, they put a number on it. So are you guys going to go with that route or what?
Maybe. I don't know. If
you got a name
care.
You got a name for the album?
Yeah, it's going to be called Modern Motives.
Okay, how can we get this?
You'll be able to get it wherever music's sold, iTunes, Spotify, and maybe some actual physical CDs if anybody still does that or not, but primarily online. And
no vinyl? Maybe. Not doing any vinyl? That's coming vinyl. Back.
It is coming back. We know a lot of people that do that, so we might do that, yeah.
Okay, again, we're visiting with the Psalms. We've got a couple of minutes before we get to the top of the hour, so you guys do so much down there. You work with so many schools, colleges now. How do you put this all together? Do you contact them? Do they contact you? How's that work?
A little of both, but now, you know, sometimes if you do a good job, word kind of gets around. And, you know, some of the businesses and colleges, the buyers or the equipment managers, they just want to know that they can count on everything done and done the right way and done fast. And so, you know, a lot of it comes from word of mouth that way too.
Do you guys have any problems like with trademarking or things along those lines, putting things together?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we deal with a lot of licensing issues with colleges, and Dan brought up the Pinstripe Bowl this year. We always do the bowl gear for the Hawkeyes, and December's super busy as it is, and then we find out on that Sunday what bowl the Hawkeyes go to, and we have to start hammering right away on Monday on all their stuff. Well, this year we applied for Pinstripe, Music City, Holiday, one other one in advance. Well, I found out from the Pinstripe Bowl that they have an exclusive vendor. It's New Era Pinstripe Bowl. We can't sell anything to retailers. We can't sell anything. So I said, well, hey, you know, we do all the stuff for the football team, for the sideline and coaches gear. They said, no, you can't do that either. So we had to tell the Hawkeyes, they start bringing their stuff to us a month
semi-loads.
So it's all sitting in our warehouse, and I had to tell them, hey, Pinstripe Bowl says we can't do anything on this. So, okay, we'll come pick it up. Well, a week goes by, and then all of a sudden I'm getting contacted. Well, we're going to let you guys go ahead and do the stuff. Well, we've missed a week already, so I'm panicking down there. We ended up getting it all done, and what was cool about it is the Yankees organization actually runs that Pinstripe Bowl, and we have heard now from them that they're changing their whole rules on how that all works because they were so impressed with the Hawkeye gear, how it looked, the players all walking around with the Pinstripe Bowl through the city. So they're changing their whole way of licensing because of that deal, so that's kind of neat to hear. And but stuff like that, yeah, that licensing's a difficult thing.
I know you do a lot with Clinton High School, of course, and, of course, they got that new look, that C, which kind of looks like the Oregon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did they get away with that?
Started with track, didn't it? Didn't
I it, think, Kellen? Yeah, Kellen and Tony Smith had that a long time ago, and they started doing that a long time ago.
It'd be very difficult for anybody to come shut that down.
Okay.
I've heard of schools shutting down, like people have used an eagle or some, you know, whatever it might be from a college, and they have started shutting that down. Yeah. That particular one, I don't think.
Because I think Iowa, haven't they, with their Hawkeye emblem?
The Little Hawks use it, City High. And
that's with they allow that.
Oh.
But, yeah, so.
Hey, thanks so much. People want to find out more about AdCraft. What's the best way to do that?
Go to AdCraftUSA.com, and pretty much you'll find every information on there, or RahRahClothing.com. You can... projecttshirt.com, you can go as well. So
okay, there you go.
Thanks.